Sport. First up today, it's tennis and the news that the Czech Republic's Radek Štěpánek has got off to the perfect start to the season, winning his first tournament of 2009, the Brisbane International. The 30-year-old, seeded 8th, came from behind to beat Spain's Fernando Verdasco 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 in Sunday's final, a win that gave Štěpánek the third ATP title of his career. The world number 23 shared his thoughts with Czech television.
I couldn't feel any better. There's nothing better than winning a tournament. I really enjoyed every match. I won the last three matches with 6-4 in the final set. They were all great battles. I'm glad I managed to keep it until the end of the tournament and lift the trophy.
Štěpánek's girlfriend, Nicole Vaidišová, is, after nearly 4 years at the top, no longer the Czech women's number one. After defeat in the second round at the ASB Classic in Auckland last week, the 19-year-old is now ranked 51st, a long fall from 7th in the world in May 2007. The Czechs Iveta Benešová and Petra Kvitová are both now above Vaidišová in the rankings. Barbara Špotáková was named Czech Sports Person of the Year on Saturday night. The third time in a row, the Club of Sports Journalists have given the award to a woman. Špotáková took gold in the javelin at the Olympics and set a new world record in a season that saw her defeated only twice. She finished ahead of shooter Kateřina Emmons, who also took Olympic gold, and the skier Lukáš Bauer. And last year's Czech Sports Person of the Year, speed skater Martina Sablíková, was in action at the weekend's European Championships in Holland's Heerenveen. Sablíková looked like missing out on the medals, but put in a brilliant performance in the last event of the weekend, the 5,000 metres, overcoming a 12-second deficit on Pauline van Dijkum to take bronze. And finally, ice hockey, and Robert Holík has broken Jaromír Jágr's Czech record for the number of games played in ice hockey's NHL. The New Jersey centre, who's 38, played his 1,274th game on Friday, a 4-0 defeat to Atlanta. However, Jágr could yet retake that record. The most successful Czech in the history of the league told the newspaper Sport he might return to the NHL from Russia, where he's playing for Omsk. That's all the sport for today.